Besides seeing the drum, Vajrakhetu saw innumerable Buddhas, all sitting on thrones of beryl under marvelous jewel trees, all teaching the Dharma to large assemblies. And here we see there's a parallel with an episode of the previous chapter, the episode in which, after Vajrakhetu had seen the mandala of the four Buddhas, the great city of Rajagriha became filled with light. The universe became filled with light. The blind saw, the deaf heard, etc. In other words, the world was transformed. And now in this chapter, in Vajrakhetu's dream, the world is not only transformed, the world is completely transformed. The world is totally transformed. The world has become, in Vajrakhetu's dream, a pure land. A pure land like Sukhavati, like the abounding in bliss. And in a pure land, there are only Buddhas and disciples of Buddhas. And everyone is either teaching the Dharma or listening to the Dharma, or being all silent together, thinking about the Dharma, realizing the Dharma. But more than that, the world in Vajrakhetu's dream has been so completely transformed, so totally transformed, that it is no longer world. The golden light of the drum fills the whole of space. The innumerable Buddhas and their assemblies also fill the whole of space. The transformed self interpenetrates the transformed world. The transformed world interpenetrates the transformed self. There is no self. There is no world. No subject. No object. The two have become fused. The two have become interfused. And there's a suggestion of this interfusion in several places in the confessional verses, as when we are not sure if it is the drum that is speaking, or Vajrakhetu who is speaking, or both, or neither. The third and last thing that Vajrakhetu saw in his dream was a man. A man in the form of a Brahmin beating the drum. And while it was being beaten, the confessional verses came forth. A man in the form of a Brahmin. But surely this is strange. After all, what is a Brahmin doing in a Bodhisattva's dream? But we mustn't forget that in the early days of Buddhism, the term Brahmin or Brahmana and the term Bhikkhu were practically synonymous. Both represented, or both as used by the Buddha, represented the spiritual ideal. In the Dhammapada, for instance, that well-known text, we find a Brahmanavagga, a chapter on the Brahmin. And here the Brahmin stands for the man devoted to the spiritual life, to spiritual development, stands even for the enlightened man, even as does the bhikkhu. But perhaps there's another reason for the presence of the Brahmin in Vajrakhetu's dream. The Brahmin is a pre-Buddhist figure. Originally, the Brahmin was the priest or the shaman of the invading Aryan tribes, and is therefore a very ancient, a very archaic figure. The Brahmin is a figure that goes back to the beginning. In the literal sense, to go back to the beginning is to go back in time. But metaphorically, to go back to the beginning is to go out of time altogether. Taken in this sense, the figure of the Brahmin indicates, or at least suggests, that whatever happens in the dream happens outside time. That the ultimate significance of the dream is transcendental. Now, the first time that I personally read this sutra, I saw the Brahmin as a white-robed man. And when I read the sutra again later on, I was rather surprised to find that it did not, in fact, describe the Brahmin as white-robed, though I had, in fact, thought that it had done so. In India, Brahmins traditionally wear white, especially for religious ceremonies. Upasakas, lay members of the order, also wear white. And the white-robed figure therefore represents the one devoted to spiritual development. I was also reminded of the man wrapped in the white sheet, who illustrates our experience of the fourth jhana. These, of course, are purely personal associations, but perhaps they are of some significance. Rishirakheto not only sees the man in the form of a Brahmin, but he sees him beating the drum. And as he beats the drum, the confessional verses come forth. In other words, the spiritual devotee does something. He gathers up his strength. He lifts the hammer. And he strikes. He beats on the drum. He beats on the absolute. It's rather like what Yeats said, I believe, of William Blake. He beat upon the wall till truth obeyed his call. So the Brahmin beats on the drum, beats on the absolute. And what happens? There's a response. The drum speaks. Reality speaks. The confessional verses come forth. The drum is a sun. In earlier Indian traditions, the sun is compared with a golden disc, with a golden door, a golden door into a higher world, a door that could be opened. But in order to open the door, what must you do? You must knock. And that is what the Brahmin is doing. That is what Rishirakheto is doing. He's beating on the golden drum, knocking on the golden door, and he's getting a response. He's getting the confessional verses. Well, tonight, we too have been knocking on the golden door. We too have been beating the drum, beating the sutra, and perhaps we too have got a response. Perhaps we too have learned something. Perhaps we too have discovered something. In the course of this not much more than an hour, we've covered quite a lot of ground. And we've been concerned mainly with the transformation of life, the transformation of self. We've seen that that process of transformation may start with a problem, an insoluble, an intractable problem. a problem that compels us to rise to a higher level of consciousness, a level at which we see the solution of the problem. But this is not enough. The transformation must be a complete transformation. It's not enough to see the solution of the problem. We must forget the problem. We must forget the old life. Forget the old self. Must undergo spiritual death. Because only when we've undergone spiritual death will the process of total transformation begin. And it's that process, and the result of that process, which is symbolized by the golden drum. Perhaps we've seen even more than that tonight. Perhaps we've seen that we too can be transformed. Perhaps we have seen that we too can see the golden drum, see the golden light. Perhaps we've seen that we too can share the Bodhisattva's dream.